This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you,
Jay,
and Angie.
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it possible for you to call in and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. And tonight we're going to talk about the situation going on with Hong Kong and China. It's gotten really complicated for a lot of businesses, and I must say I feel a little bad for them. A little bad, not terribly bad, just a little.
Oh, you mean the businesses that go and get the licenses from the town and play ball and make sure that, you know, that they're not allowed to, like, hire guys like me because they don't have the proper numbers and stuff? I don't feel bad for any of them.
Well, they the businesses, yeah, that go to governments.
I don't know how it works in Hong Kong, but I imagine. I mean, do you have to have proper government documentation in Hong Kong to get a job?
I don't know about Hong Kong, but in order to do business internationally, you are either an above board business that goes and asks the government, or you're a smuggler, and that's
smuggled a lot of hay in my day.
It's a rough business to do internationally. I'll say that much. So this story comes from 6abc.com, 6 Action News. Yeah, because, you know, nobody wants inaction news. Nobody wants lazy news. Sixers fans supporting Hong Kong ejected from preseason game amid China NBA controversy. Philadelphia, I guess that's where the 76ers are from. That makes sense, right? Philadelphia, 1976. A fan was ejected, they didn't do that, people, from a Philadelphia 76ers preseason game against the Chinese squad, well, I don't know, Guangzhou Lung Lions on Tuesday night after, you know, when you read through these things ahead of time in your head, yeah, you just pass, like, you just zip right past that stuff. But when in real life you're reading it out loud, suddenly, well, I don't know how to pronounce this word. I suppose I could have gone ahead of time to some pronunciation thing that, you know, put the word in and it would have given me the proper way to pronounce it, but then I would have forgotten it anyway. So, no big deal.
Guangzhou.
Guangzhou Lung? Lions?
Guangzhou Lung.
Okay.
I've heard the word Guangzhou before, but I've never seen it in print.
And
Kung Fu kind of thing, I think it is, actually.
It's probably a region, and they're from that region. Let's see, Tuesday night, after holding signs and shouting support for Hong Kong, the incident came as the NBA finds itself connected to the ongoing protests in China. Sam Wachs and his wife were, his wife appears to be Chinese, just taking a wild guess here, holding signs in support of Hong Kong during the 76ers game at the Wells Fargo Center, but those signs were confiscated. By the way, for those who don't know, Hong Kong is basically a free section of China. So Britain had a, you know, pretty free market negotiation that allowed a trade zone, Hong Kong, near China, so that everybody could sort of do business easily. And as a then at some point, Britain had to give up, you know, that was part of the deal, they had to give up Hong Kong.
There was like a 100-year lease or something.
Yeah, and they had to give it up early.
And it was like in 1997.
Yeah, I think it was 99 was when they were supposed to do it, but they had to do it a little early. And then,
why? Why did they have to do it early?
Because it looks bad. Great Britain was very much an imperial power.
Okay.
And so when they're holding on to the final vestiges of their empire in China, don't forget, Great Britain was responsible for the Opium Wars that killed many, many thousands of people in China and, forced many Chinese citizens into addiction. And, They don't like that part. They didn't have the greatest PR.
Ended it because of face value. They wanted to make it look good.
More or less. Okay. And China said, well, we're, you know, this is the goose that laid the golden egg. We're going to leave it alone. But by leave it alone, they meant we're going to slowly turn up the burner on the pot.
Okay.
And so the pot's slowly been going. Now, recently, there were some protests over an extradition treaty, extradition agreement that was being passed through, agreement might be the right, extradition bill that was being passed through the Hong Kong legislature and was likely to go through, that said basically people who did bad things in China, well, people who were charged with things in China could be extradited to China rather than being able to escape to Hong Kong.
Even if it's like bad-mouthing the government on Facebook.
Sure.
In Hong Kong. So right. I can understand why these, you know, Chinese folks are, I mean, these folks in Hong Kong are fighting.
The Hong Kongese, or whatever we were going to call these folks that are in Hong Kong. It's hard for me not to support them outright, but there's some...
They really need guns. The people of Hong Kong need guns. The people of Haiti need guns. The people of France need guns. The people of Venezuela need guns. All these places where you don't can't have guns... You're getting starved to death. You're getting tear gassed. You have to have these massive riots. People take it to the streets and nothing happens.
So tell me why they were holding Free Hong Kong signs. Like, what is the purpose of those signs?
So what happened was they got the extradition thing kicked out finally after a few weeks of protest.
Okay.
But then the protesters said, too little, too late. We want to not be bothered by China at all. And so they're holding a more or less nonviolent revolution. I mean, you know, there's nothing can be this large and go on this long and not have some violent aspects to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect the casualties on the Hong Kong police side have been pretty minimal.
Okay.
You know? I mean, yeah, there's some windows getting broken. There's certainly some property damage going on. They occupied the legislature hall at one point. They're very resourceful and tricky when it comes to their social media stuff. So they're out flanking people. Like, they're trying to shut down their social media. They outflank them, and you know, it's very interesting to watch, and probably the freedom story of the year. But nonetheless, it's got a lot of big companies involved now.
Okay.
So if your company wants to do business in China, and this is it, the second largest market in the world, if you don't count the EU as a market.
And there's a lot.
So call it the third.
There's a lot of smart people in Hong Kong.
Yeah, as I understand, Hong Kong actually has the highest IQ of any region in the world.
Yes, and I was listening to some stuff about that. But like the thing is, you know, Hong Kong essentially is like a private place, free economic zone or whatever they call
it.
And I was listening to somebody was talking about how the people in Hong Kong, their like average IQ is like greater than like any other like congested like or any other like city or populated area in the world. And then there was. And then I was kind of wondering, I'm like, well, does Hong Kong have Section 8 housing, you know, where they, you know, provide housing for people who can't afford it? Do they have, you know, a welfare system? You know, have they had generations of a welfare system where for generations people can just sit around and eat Cheetos and watch TV all day? Which are questions I don't know, but I assume that it probably doesn't based on how in Hong Kong, you know, it has a very, like, low unemployment rate. There's just anybody who's like capable of working can have several jobs, from what I understand. There's a lot to do. There's the economy is just, you know, extremely, you know, robust. And so you have a lot of people there that are smart, and these kids are smart, and they've all, you know, these young folks, they've been working in technology. There are smart, energetic, driven people go to Hong Kong to get into business, to get into the stock trading or the high tech stuff, or, you know, there's a huge financial hub. So Hong Kong is just basically a lot of smart people. And I mean, they're doing cool things with distracting the surveillance cameras with the lasers, or
yep,
or injuring the optics within the camera. I guess you can do. You can burn them out. And then, you know, the whole like wearing a mask, like in the picture right there. From what I understand, that's not so much about, oh, you know, there's sick people. It's more like, you know, trying to not be under the facial recognition of everybody wearing these hospital masks.
Yeah, it's like the wearing the masks is a It started to be something about not spreading illness to your friends and neighbors, but it's turned into basically being able to wear a mask in public and not get, you know, foil the face recognition. What are your thoughts? The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Love to hear you if you have some insight on this whole Hong Kong situation. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you want. We're talking about this Hong Kong situation. For those that don't know, The specific aspect of there's this sort of revolution going on in Hong Kong. China's trying to suppress it. They don't know exactly what to do, and a lot of companies have gotten caught in the middle. And I'm not exactly one to feel bad for companies, but I think it's an interesting question for libertarians to entertain, because we also, in my opinion, get a little caught in the middle on some of these ideas. So first off, I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. It's where I've gotten some of my show prep for this evening. And if you want the newest and freshest perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. They're a news aggregation site, so they've got news stories from everywhere. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings. And I love it for that, by the way. They're very good about that. Liberty News, government overspending, and the rise of the police state, freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Even if I didn't have to do show prep for a nationally syndicated libertarian talk show on 200 stations across the country, I would still keep my freedomsphoenix.com account going and get my daily dispatches delivered, because I just love the news that they give. Not every single story, but I don't need to. 1 in 20 stories? Great. Fine. That's what I'm looking for. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com.
I just read an article the other day. I like reading about the electric car technology. I've always been like a car and truck guy, and these guys are building these like handcrafted aluminum electric trucks in California. And there's a really good article about that if you're into trucks on Freedom's Phoenix that I just read the other day. It's pretty neat. Someday when I'm Bitcoin's worth $11 billion, I might get one of those trucks.
Sounds like a good idea. It's nice to have. I mean, it's always nice to have a new vehicle. They have the nicest safety features. Anyway, going on with this story, apparently the Guangzhou Loon Lions were playing the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia, sort of a promo game preseason, and the incident, and apparently a couple of fans were ejected for holding Free Hong Kong signs. Not exactly the most radical statement, right? Free Hong Kong. It's not like they're saying, death to Xi Jinping. They're just saying they'd like to see Hong Kong free.
They weren't violent or anything, and they just got ejected?
Right. According to Sam Wox here, this is the husband of the more obvious Chinese lady, right?
Yeah.
So I get the impression Sam is your average American. He has a sign over his face in this particular picture. But your average American guy, and he married a Chinese woman, and presumably they met and fell in love, and, everything's wonderful. Sam and his wife were holding signs in support of Hong Kong during the 76er game at the Wells Fargo Center, but those signs were confiscated. There's no foul language, no politics. I asked, why not? They said, don't give me a hard time. And Wox said in an interview with the Action News. So I guess the idea is that he asked them, what's the problem with holding the signs? And they said, don't give a hard time. I don't know. Anyway, Wox admitted that they admitted he then stood up and started yelling, Free Hong Kong, before being escorted out. I think it's shameful, harsh reaction, Wox added.
And in that picture there, it was just up there, where it shows the signs, there's like nobody in the seats behind these people.
No.
It's not like it's being,
disruptive in that way.
In a way.
Interestingly, if it's a problem, then why did the stadium cam go to them? If somebody's holding pictures of foul language, F the Loon Lions or whatever, Loon Lions or whatever they are, then you don't show a shot of that. Now, the way that these live shots work, it's not like just some camera just automatically goes and nobody has any control over it. There's a director in the control room who's deciding which cams go at any given time. And if that director didn't want some pictures of those signs to go out,
presume you don't have to hit the button.
Right. I presume Action 6 News wasn't just hanging around the game with a bunch of cams. It's a crappy place to do news stories from, just waiting to find Hong Kong protesters. So I suppose it could be that somebody had a pretty good cam and got the shots and then sent it to Action News, but that seems odd. I mean, these aren't shots taken from an iPhone. I could tell by the way they're shot. So
Well, I did video production in high school, and we did help out with some video production at the hockey games and the basketball games in Springfield for like the colleges and stuff. And I worked with some of that stuff, and there was always two camera guys. If you had enough of them, that their job was not basically, you know, the action in the basketball court, anyways. And in hockey, was not so much to you follow the action of the game, but was look for crowd reactions, look for, like, you know, a cute picture.
Hot gals.
Hot girl, someone with a sign. Or
the kiss cam.
You know, the guy all painted up in the team colors with a kid on his lap all painted up in the team colors. They wanted you to find that stuff. And they actually wanted you to, you know, move the camera in a sort of was like a good shot of just that. So there are people at all these, if you have the manpower. I mean, and us high school kids went and did this stuff because that's what the manpower was, you know, for these college games back then. And so I know, you know, they look for stuff like that.
Right, and they absolutely do at major. This is a major league game. Sure. I mean, it's a preseason game, but it's a major league game nonetheless. And they absolutely look for that. They look for the hot mom holding the sign up, jumping up and down. They look for the the crazy fan all dressed up and, you know, dancing in the aisles. Whatever it might be, they're looking for it. They're looking for that human interest shot. You know, it doesn't have to last more than 30 seconds, but it. You know, he creates the experience at the game.
And a lot of it on those cameras is just B-roll also, to where they'll use that to make promos with, and even though it doesn't even go out live, it's always got, like...
It's their footage at that point. They can do whatever they want.
Executive directors watching this B-roll stuff and just clipping things out of it to use, like, in commercial, you know, or a highlight or whatever.
He's taking notes.
And you know they're getting their attention now. They wanted to be able to show these signs so that they could... of advertise for Free Hong Kong or, you know, support it. And now they can do that.
Right.
With the story that's out there and the way that it was handled.
I hope a ton of people do it everywhere. Super Bowl, Free Hong Kong.
Yeah, I mean, this will probably go into a little bit that basically the NBA is trying to get into China, and that they've got millions of NBA fans in China, and they don't want to upset the Chinese government too much. And so they are... trying their very best to stay middle of the road, but that's going to be pretty hard when this revolution's going global and people they're kicking people out holding signs.
I mean, censorship in any form is just bad. As far as I'm concerned.
I'm with you. I think they would have been better off if the Chinese government had put up, some counter sign than this and just, you know, flash the pictures up and, hey, look, it's people's got some opinions on this subject and just leave it at that. But there's a lot of pressure coming from China. And this is one of the things that I think is kind of interesting because, Jay, Richard Nixon went into China to sort of open up the marketplace so China could participate into, you know, the free marketplace. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
A good thing, right?
Yeah.
But Richard Nixon didn't say that the Chinese government had to behave like good people, just that they were opened up to the marketplace. And this gets really complicated for libertarians. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president talks about what he believes is unfair treatment by House Democrats.
Because they have a tiny margin in the House, they have eviscerated the rules. They don't give us any fair play. It's the most unfair situation people have seen.
Speaking at the White House, the president again defended his July phone call with the president of Ukraine. 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard held a Q&A in Iowa on Wednesday where she was asked about pulling troops out of northern Syria ahead of the expected invasion by Turkey against Kurdish forces.
President Trump has lied. He and his administration have lied to the Kurds, saying, hey, look, we're going to work with you, we're going to support you, we're going to be here for you, but you're not allowed to work out any kind of security agreement or negotiate with or reconcile with the Syrian government.
USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Love to hear your opinions in this Hong Kong situation or anything else. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Speaking of freedom, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies can afford you a great deal of freedom. So go to Bitcoin.com. Now, when it comes to Bitcoin, there's more than one type. And my preference is, at the least for right now, Bitcoin Cash. Because you can do transactions with Bitcoin Cash with more or less no fees. I mean, like a negligible fee. You can do, trade and exchange with people without having to pay any kind of fee. Whereas the old style Bitcoin, which seems to be preferred for sort of holding and retaining value and things like that.
Large transactions.
You'll pay in many cases, many times as much in a transaction fee. And that's what Bitcoin.com advocates for, too, Bitcoin Cash. So go check them out. If you need a little information about Bitcoin, they've got the Getting Started section there. They are the name in cryptocurrencies, so go to Bitcoin.com. I love their news section, news.bitcoin.com. They've got a real staff as opposed to just grabbing stories off the Internet and reprinting them. So it's Bitcoin.com. Getting back to this story here. Before we go to the story about the NBA and their relationship with China and Hong Kong and the complications that this revolution, I don't know what else to call it, are raising, I want to talk about sort of libertarian questions surrounding
opening up markets.
Opening up markets.
Communist China.
Would you say, Jay, that the American Revolution was a step forward for human freedom?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, American Revolution, good. Now, would you say Nixon going into China and opening up that marketplace for the world, China to do business with the world, was a good thing?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say that Obama opening up Cuba for the world...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. So here you have, would you say that the United States doing business with Saudi Arabia, a dictatorship, basically, a kingdom, is a good thing?
No.
No.
And here's why. Well, okay. When you say doing business, there's all kinds of business being done.
Right.
So us buying oil from Saudi Arabia...
The U.S. government?
Or the United States.
Yep.
You know, Exxon.
U.S. businesses,
Shell,
okay.
Whoever, anybody. That's fine. Saudi Arabia has oil. They put it on a marketplace. It sells. It's delivered. It's consumed. But when the United States is, you know, counting on Saudi Arabia to buy hundreds of billions of dollars worth of bombs, you know, gunships and, you know, jets and just weapons of death and destruction, that kind of business I am opposed to.
And it gets complicated, right?
It gets complicated because, you know, Saudi Arabia, for example, is the examples of why all these other countries are bad, the examples of why ISIS is bad, because they decapitate people who don't want to be Muslims. Saudi Arabia is still doing the same, is still cutting off people's heads as of a couple years
public
ago.
Public executions, yeah.
You're still going to, they still have all this, like, you know, real, like, you know, horrible stuff that goes on in Saudi Arabia. Women are still, like, don't really have any rights there compared to the rest of the modern
world. Don't forget what's happening to the Uyghurs in China. So this is one of the difficulties.
The Uyghurs?
Uyghurs, these are Muslims in China.
Okay.
And they're, you know, they've got a religion, and the Chinese government doesn't like their religion. No shortage of people that that have religions the Chinese government doesn't like. I mean, they just don't like that stuff.
Yeah, because the religion the Chinese government wants you to worship is the government.
The Chinese government, yes. And this is... The point that I'm trying to sort of get to here is that we live in a world, whether we like it or not, where nation states negotiate who gets to trade with whom from their within their borders to outside of their borders. Whether we like that or not. I mean, like, we don't get to change that.
And that's fine.
And, well, it's not fine. I hate it. I mean, I hate that the United States government can tell me with whom I can do business and with whom I can't. Now, Bitcoin helps with that, but it doesn't entirely solve the problem. So, on one hand, we're saying it's good to do business with China, and I think it's good to do business with people to bring them into the world community.
Working in a factory, making some kind of textile or some kind of product is far more better job than working in a rice paddy and hoping that there's a market to sell your rice in.
You know how we know that is true? It's because people do it. If it sucked more to work in the factory than it did to work out as a dirt farmer in China, scratching a living out of the earth, then people would go and be dirt farmers.
And what they do, these people that farm, what they've done in China, examples I've heard, I know I have a friend who actually does some direct business in China. He's like an importer, and he has stuff made in the horse industry. And he has told me about how these guys are, you know, they're raising crops. And they're doing it all by hand and mules. And a couple of the kids, they go get a job in a factory, and then they basically pool their money, and they come back together, and they buy a walk-behind combine.
Yep.
You know, it's like 3 foot wide. And now they're you know, have just, like, up their production for, you know, much less cost. And
right.
Then, so they've taken a lot of this, you know, money that has essentially trickled in to the rice paddies from the United States, and they're no longer you know, the mom's having to pretty much, you know, give birth in a rice paddy, the story you hear, because, well, we can just, you know, use some machines now and people can go do some other things like work in the city and whatnot.
Increases productivity, and that's a good thing. And I love that. Anything that'll help people, I'm for. The problem is that I think that, you know, the United States is a revolution. You just said that you support it, and I do too. You know, yeah. To some extent, I support the revolution that is the created the United States. So we are a revolutionary government, and that revolutionary government, the idea that it you know, creates this republic and then goes and supports dictatorships and
that part I don't like.
And,
I don't like
and kings and those sorts of things.
In influences or incentivizes anything. I don't like when subsidies are given to farmers for corn. I don't like when subsidies are given to poor people, because what happens is you get a over surplus of corn, and then they start creating things that would never exist in. We would not have the high fructose corn syrup being jammed into everything without government intervention.
Sure.
It subsidies
for the sugarcane manufacturers in the United States in order to make them competitive.
It's beet sugar, and corn is as terrible. Sugarcane's like the best of the sugar.
Well, the reason we have the high fructose corn syrup, as I understand it, is because the sugarcane producers in the United States, Florida, basically, said we can't compete against all these other sugar places in the Caribbean, and there were a lot of them. There still are a lot of them down there, but most of those islands don't produce cane anymore. They just don't have it anymore, and it's because we ran them out of business because their biggest market had then subsidized local cane over imported cane, and it put tariffs on imported cane to the point that it was the same price as local cane, and this dual whammy of the subsidy and the tariff then basically ran these countries out of the business of sugarcane. And it's not surprising that some of the people there still hold grudges about all of this, because they certainly do. But what that did is it drove up the price of the cost of sugar. If you wanted to make your soda pop with cane sugar, well, it's going to cost more than high fructose corn syrup or beet sugar or whatever they were going to use. And you can go to the grocery store right now and take a look. In the grocery aisle, there's a giant section of that aisle that is all high fructose corn syrup sodas. And then there's a little bitty strip of it that's cane sugar. Now, some of the soda manufacturers have gotten out there and they said, we're going to make a classic Pepsi that's cane sugar. And
throwback.
Yeah, it's cool. No doubt. Now, I drink it if I could tolerate the taste of Pepsi, but I can't. Every once in a while, if I find a cane sugar sweetened Coke, I'll taste it just to remember what it was like. It doesn't taste that much different to me. Maybe I don't have the greatest palate in the world, but I do get these cane sugar sodas for that time when I start getting a hankering. I always get cherry soda. I used to like Dr. Pepper, but Dr. Pepper has caffeine. I can't have caffeine, so I get a cherry soda instead, and it's close enough for me.
It's all like acid in my mouth. I'm not a big soda fan.
Yeah, you hate that. You're so fit right there with your arms almost as big as mine. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Angie helps me work out, so thanks, Angie.
Woo-hoo.
Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Hong Kong v. China and what's going on there. It's complicated. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to thank the amplifiers, especially Libertarian Banker, who is a gold amplifier. And if you'd like to be an amplifier, and you should be an amplifier, if you listen to the show regularly and you like the ideas of liberty, well, the amplifier program's for you, because I believe that it's the single best use of your liberty dollar. And the reason I believe that is it's not going to paychecks. It's not paying for power bills or anything like that. It's going directly to advertise Free Talk Live to people, and Free Talk Live brings the message of liberty to more than 200 radio stations across the country. Could be more than 100 and, well, about between 100 and 125,000 podcast downloads per month. And who knows how many people listen to those, probably more than that amount of people. And it could be more if you don't donate at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Yes, there are some perks for amplifying, and people who do it continue to do it because, well, they get a better podcast show. So there you go. A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. So, Jay, we were talking about this sort of situation with the United States doing business with. And, you know, countries don't do business with countries. They allow businesses within their borders to do business with each other.
Yeah, and that's why I love cryptocurrency so much, because it basically removes the, these financial borders. And it's just like, you know, when the U.S. military, for example, is pulled back from all over the world, when Tulsi Gabbard becomes president, because that's what she promises to do, is to basically bring the military home. The only other presidential candidate I ever heard that promised to do this was Ron Paul, and obviously we didn't get to see what he could do. But I feel what will happen shortly after is because the U.S. military is no longer forcing everyone to accept U.S. dollars, for example, or trade in U.S. dollars or the petrodollar, I feel the U.S. dollar will inevitably collapse quite quickly after the U.S. military is not around the world, you know, forcing everybody to do it. Because we've had such a this monopoly on the unit trade around the world because of the military presence around the world. And, you know, this is where these major governments can essentially be, you know, their militaries can essentially be neutered, not like wiped out. But I say neutered by using cryptocurrency because we're no longer supporting their, you know, financial system anymore. But
basically,
a lot of us have to use it.
In the Confessions of an Economic Hitman, the author more or less parrots what you're saying. He says that, you know, on the first level of taking over a country, they, you know, they send in some engineers and they say, oh, you guys need a dam or a power plant or whatever it is. And
just
they,
the reason to put them in debt.
And they right. And they have they offer loans from, you know, World Bank and, you know, that sort of thing. They know these countries can't pay them back. There's all kinds of spiffs for these crooked leaders.
Right. The resources are basically collateralized.
And so the people, right. And so the debt is socialized, but the benefits, you know,
the profits
trickle up to the top.
Right.
And then these people go out of power or they move to London or wherever they do and they take the money with them. But if this leader doesn't want to play ball, then they send in what he called the jackals. Right. And the jackals are hitmen, more or less. So, you know, there's more than one little plane with a Latin American leader that went down over time. I know one from Panama, and I think one from Peru, and, well, it was Ecuador. And, you know, hey, we don't know how that happened, and so they're assassinated. And then if that doesn't work, then the situation that happened with, like, Noriega comes into play. So Noriega is sort of a U.S. puppet, but sort of out of control at the same time. Daddy Bush sends in a freaking attack on Panama and bombs a civilian population, killing thousands, and in order to get this one leader, and, you know, like, nobody says anything about it because then the Kuwait war situation thing kicks off shortly thereafter. I mean, this is a war crime.
And this has been business as usual pretty much my entire life for the United States military to enforce the United States financial policy. So we can't really say that we have, you know, any, like, I mean, it's somewhat revolutionary that, you know, we're doing trade with China, for example, and they're still living under a communist rule. But the thing is when you have these middlemen just everywhere.
Yep.
Because basically, if I want to buy a product from China, I mean, just a red tape makes that product really expensive. All the way around, unless the product is, of course, subsidized somehow by the federal government or state government or whatever. Like these electric cars are subsidized, and all kinds of stuff is subsidized, which just creates more market manipulation. So there's really we've never experienced fair trade on an international basis.
No, I don't think it's happened recently. But I'm, you know, on one hand, I believe in trade because I believe that if dollars don't cross borders, that tanks do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like trade, too. I just want it to be, you know, left alone. Just
but
let people trade.
The other aspect of it is that if you, I mean, more or less, the United States has supported the Chinese government. They gave them, most favored nation trading status and a variety of other things.
Under Clinton, there was this Chinese trade accord, but there was a distraction while the Chinese trade accord was happening. It was called Monica Lewinsky. And, you know, my buddy who goes over to China, and even a friend of my dad, she worked for American Optical, which was a big, like, optical, you know, lens manufacturer in Massachusetts, Southbridge, Mass. They had a huge facility. Well, the American government financed their whole move to Mexico, and also all these other, you know, factories and textiles that were bustling when I was a little kid in, you know, Western Mass. We got a bunch of hydropower factories everywhere.
All that manufacturing.
New England is just littered everywhere. There's rivers. There's all these huge mill buildings now. There are now hipster apartments, and it used to be, you know, textile manufacturing literally for like the entire, you know, a lot of the world.
Yeah.
And with the Chinese trade accord, that stuff all went out, and a lot of that, like General Motors and these big mills, they were basically giving government money, government grants. My friend who worked for American Optical, she used to have to come to our house when I was a little kid, make phone calls to China because she didn't have like a long distance. My dad, you know, he had like a $500 phone bill every month in the 80s because he was a horse trader and talking to people all over the, you know, country about horse business.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'd come over and use the phone to call China, and she was basically instructing the people, and I'm not China, Mexico, and there was another China thing, she would fly down to Tijuana, and she was setting up the thing because she understands this precision equipment to basically grind and make lenses.
Right.
And it was all funded by, like, grants and things from the federal government, all under, and this woman hates Clinton over this stuff.
And this is this is what it all comes down to, is this complicated situation where, on one hand, you know, dollars should be free to cross borders. So should people be free to cross borders, because that's just labor. It's just the importation or exporting of labor. And, they should be free to do that. However, when the government begins subsidizing, then you're once again in the business of picking winners and losers, and the government's terrible about that, and, you know, none of us do well. I mean, look at the financial crisis. They decided that it was the banks were too big to fail, and they robbed the poor people to pay the rich people. It's insane.
Yeah, in the 2008 TARP, tarnish asset, whatever thing that they had, both Bush and Obama were all, you know, they're all
good to vote
for it. Yep, we agree on this. And I mean, they agree on everything anyway, as far as I'm concerned.
There's all kinds of pictures of them hanging out and smiling.
And they, what was it, $800 billion? And how many homes did debt forgiveness happen on? Any?
Yeah.
I never heard a report of one.
There were some debt forgiveness that happened probably after the people finally moved out and left the house to be gutted of its copper and things like that. So, I mean, you know, once there's no value in the home anymore, then, yeah, they'll start doing some debt forgiveness.
The Wall Street billionaires.
But I've never met anybody who had it.
The Wall Street billionaires became trillionaires. The Wall Street millionaires became billionaires. That's basically all that happened.
Yeah. Everybody got their golden parachutes and all that stuff. And that's what I feel like is going on here with China. So we've got a situation where the NBA is kind of kissing Chinese butt here. It's like, we got to get rid of these Chinese protests or these Hong Kong protesters because they're going to ruin our deal with China. And the list of companies that this is going on with is long. So this week, also a game player who played this, I'm not sure exactly what the name of the game is, but I know that the company is Blizzard, which is owned by Activision. Anyone familiar with Activision?
Nope.
They were the competitor to Atari back in the 80s.
Oh, goodness.
and they're still around. Atari got their head smashed, but Activision still lurks about. And I think they've got World of Warcraft, actually, as one of their
that
titles.
That sounds right.
Yep.
So one of the players did what?
He posted something positive about the... He was from Hong Kong and posted something positive about their little revolution going on there. And Chinese government rang up Activision, said, ring, ring, you've got to get rid of this guy. And so they just fired this dude, banned him from the competitions, all kinds of stuff. 855-450-3733.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Hey, okay. Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
The balance of nature really works, man. I mean, I work constantly on the road, and I put in 60 hours in 4 days, 15 hours a day, and I'm telling you, this stuff works. I don't get sick. I have plenty of energy. I'm 46 years old. I'm an old man, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this stuff. So I just want you to know that this stuff really works, and I'm grateful that this Dr. Howard guy figured it out. So I'll leave it at that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.